Oh, yes, it's ladies' night on GMP tonight, because we're talking Magic Mike, a.k.a. I'm going to the gym for the rest of my life as soon as this show is over.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Oh, yes, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, we are back with a steaming hot episode of Guilty Movie Pleasures. We're talking Magic Mike, and the only way that talking Magic Mike could get any better is if I had, I don't know, maybe the most awesome guests on the planet to talk about this. Oh, wait, I do! I do! Because I have, from Australia's Thunder from Down Under, I got Alex and Nick on the show.
G'day, mate.
Welcome, guys. G'day, mate. And I also have my lovely wife, Renee Dorian Begley, who's carrying my child, who is also, she has been to Thunder from Down Under for her bachelorette party.
Yes.
And the big joke around the studio has been, my daughter will go someday. It's still debatable. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
No, it'll happen.
She'll go. She'll go. So thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks.
I feel like I should have done chin-ups or something before the show started.
But you did get the black shirt memo.
Yes.
So that's good. You just need to roll up your
sleeves. No, if I roll up my sleeves, it'll just... farmer's tan and just embarrassing non-muscles.
Push-ups.
I did. I was doing push-ups and crying before the show. I need to be better looking. I need to be more muscular. So welcome. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess before we get into Magic Mike and talking the plot and all that stuff, because it's such a multi-layered...
Yes, there's so much. So much to discuss.
Movie.
We need 6 hours.
Yes. I guess, so first off, what's the politically correct term for... What's your profession? Male dancers?
Entertainers.
Male entertainers. Okay.
Male entertainers, yeah.
Because I know that when I had my bachelorette party, the politically correct term was exotic dancers for the ladies, but it was in New Orleans, so I don't think you need to be politically correct in those clubs. I don't think so.
You say your bachelorette
party. Yeah, I was going to say.
Did I say bachelorette? I meant bachelor party. I had a bachelorette party, guys. It's pretty
Wait
crazy.
Wait a minute.
It was the theme of the bachelor party was bachelorette party.
It was crazy.
That's a good one.
I wore a sash. Everybody bought me drinks. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, male entertainers. Okay. And how long have you guys been in the... Where are you from originally?
I grew up just outside of Sydney.
Nice.
Yeah, about an hour or two outside of Sydney, a little country town. I grew up riding horses and working around cattle and that sort of stuff. And I've been in the show for 6 years.
Six years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Melbourne, and I've been doing it for about 3 months, a bit over 3 months.
So you're the Alex.
Isn't his name Adam?
His real name's Alex in real life. That's why I got confused.
You're the guy. Adam in the movie, though.
Who's just so nicely... He's humping a hat on the front cover. He's that guy. Alex Pietierfer. Pettifer.
So you're Channing.
You're like a Dothraki Channing. And
what my husband does. I already had a joke set up for Game of Thrones, and I planted that seed in his head, and then he just
I screwed it up.
Wait till you get home, buddy.
I'm so in trouble.
That's my joke.
How many shows do you guys do a week? And how does, like, was there an audition process? I mean, obviously there is, but how?
Do you have like a recruit in Australia that comes over and is like, well, just like check out people and was like, should come over to Vegas.
Like a football scout?
Really?
The show actually originated in Australia.
Okay.
So it was actually a household name in Australia for a good 10 years before it came over here.
Wow.
Our big office is still in Australia, so everyone gets in the show either through word of mouth or I actually personally annoyed them until I got in the job. I just rang them every day until they eventually gave me an interview.
Really?
But most of the time it's through word of mouth.
So did you start in Australia then?
Yeah, we get hired in Australia and brought over here to learn the show.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what's the process for auditioning for the show? Because I know, like, I had an audition today where I had to memorize 4 pages of nerdy white guy lines, you know? But I assume it's a little bit more involved. Like, do you have to have extensive dance training? Obviously, you have to be more physically fit than me. What I'm saying is, what do I got to do to get this job, guys?
All you got to do is work on that Australian accent. It is a prerequisite. Everyone
I'm Mad Max, man.
Yeah,
mate.
That wasn't bad.
You know?
It's a prerequisite in the show. Everyone has to be Australian. Okay. It's no gimmick. We're all from Australia.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because you wonder, like the Foster's Australian for beer commercial guy, or like the Outback Steakhouse guy, yeah, like that's totally just a white guy from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Come on, let's get a blooming onion. You know,
we have to get him up on stage for a cameo.
All right. I mean, you guys, if you have me. I feel like I've had nightmares that begin with me going out on stage like that.
We got some good costumes backstage.
He might have to trim up some of his chest hair, though. I don't know.
I have really weird back hair that looks like I used to have, like, wings that were torn off.
Like, he's blessed. He's an angel.
Angel wings that just don't exist anymore. It's just two patches, like shoulder stashes.
You probably have to get waxed.
So what is the process for it? Is it extensive dance auditions? Like, do you have to learn a routine before you...
You did. Didn't you have to learn a routine?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, everyone does an interview process before, because we don't hire guys that have egos. We got no room for egos in the show, you know. If someone's an idiot or, you know, up themselves or a bit of a dick, you know...
If somebody's Adam... He becomes a little bit of an egomaniac.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's no room for that. No,
are there any Tarzans in the show? That guy? The bearded Kevin Nash dude?
I'm actually a Tarzan.
You're way cooler than Tarzan.
I do a Tarzan.
Oh, you do a Tarzan. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I do a Tarzan. Okay. I think when you saw the show, yeah. I was a pirate.
Okay.
I was Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh, big hat.
You guys are the Daniel Day-Lewis of male entertainers. What is...
you're asking the process.
Now I want to know the process, but then I got to know about all the characters you play. So first, the process to get in. What's that?
Is there a specific song that you got to pick?
Or? I did an interview. Make sure, no one's an idiot. Then you do, obviously, a dance audition. Make sure you can hold a rhythm, hold a count. And,
have you been dancing for what, like... is that like something you've been doing for a while, or because like I've been dancing at weddings and like birthday parties?
Yeah, he tears
that
up the dance floor.
I do a sweet in sync bye bye bye. That's all I'm saying.
I was riding horses. I was actually in the horse show back in Australia.
Okay.
And before I got this, so I hung up the saddle, put on a G-string, and it's all history from there. But okay. But I think Nick could get down and boogie a bit.
Yeah, I'll just natural rhythm, I guess. I used to host the nightclubs back in Melbourne, so on the dance floor, I guess that was as...
You just learned by being there.
Yeah, just being like, yeah, surrounded by music in Melbourne.
Because are the dances, like, compared to some... I know, first off, that you guys don't do... Magic Mike is more like the hot seat, kind of seedier entertainment of the male dancer, male entertainer world. Yours is more like a choreographed show. Big show.
It's a big show.
Yeah, yeah. And our show's got state-of-the-art lighting. We've got we've got acro. We've got break dancing. As you said, fully choreographed from start to finish. There's no bump and grind. We try to step away from the stigma of stripping and put on more. Girls. We think girls want to be entertained. They don't. Whereas guys, we were talking about this before. Guys just want to go to a strip club and see tits. I want tits.
I don't know. I don't. I didn't, honey.
No. Only like six different places you went.
Just real quick.
He was like, "Oh, it's a new month. I need to go to a strip club. We're getting married this year. It's totally okay."
I had some very interesting conversations with strippers.
Deep and meaningful. I'm very sure.
Yeah. I learned that one is learning how to play guitar, and it was difficult because it hurt her fingers. She was getting calluses
with those nails and stuff.
Yeah. Super giant nails.
I wonder how she could do that.
Sidebar, I did have a kind of ridiculous experience in New Orleans where I want to know... I'm just jumping all over the place, but it's fine. Because I know that you bring the girls up on stage in your shows to a degree. I got brought up on stage and... because they were like bringing up people on stage, and the first guy that went up, I was like, oh, what are they going to do to us? And I was talking to this... I forget her name. Her name was like... Asia or Candy. Something like this tall she was a tall African-American woman named Asia, which was hilarious to me. And I'm like, sure, why not? And this guy before me, he gets up there, he sits down, and the girl just like grinds on him, and he's like grabbing her and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to do that in front of people. Like that happens in the champagne
like
room.
Back room. Yeah.
And
ladies get brought up in front of everyone.
Well, what I did though is I turned to her and I said, "Can we just do something funny instead?" And she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "How about you throw dollars at me and I'll dance?" Yeah. In my head, that was hilarious. To all the guys watching, I was an idiot. Because the girls, all the other dancers are like thinking it's funny that she's throwing ones at me and
you
I'm trying.
You should have been getting the money and go, "Who's the idiot now?"
Yeah. And then the bouncer's like, no, you still have to give that to her. But anyways, that was a long tangent. What happens when the girls get up on stage in your, and how do you choose them? Is it like Bachelorette? Definitely.
So we do bring girls up onto stage. Our show is very interactive with the audience. We go out into the crowd a lot as well, but it's all in good fun. There's no bump and grind, you know, type stuff. It's always just...
Are you guys just saying that now because my wife's sitting right here?
I did we just sat down and had dinner, actually. We talked about life.
We shook hands at the end of the night and said, have a good life. We'll see you later.
Yeah, see, I didn't know a few years later I'd be here running into you again.
Good on you.
Which is pretty awesome. We have a photograph we should show everyone because at my bachelorette party, we have this lovely man.
And Alex, that's you in the back, right?
Yeah, that's me with a little less beard.
This was my joke, but now I'm not going to say it because
my husband stole it. Well, it's not a joke. I was just wondering if now, instead of being a pirate or a Tarzan, are you doing Dothraki? Because Game of Thrones is so huge. That would be like, I mean, I'm telling
you. Do you bring
you,
up like a blonde girl and make her your Khaleesi?
If it isn't, that would be awesome. You should do it. I will give that idea to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, I do get asked that a little bit. I'm like, maybe.
No, you should do that. I'm going to tell you right now. You should be a Dothraki.
Well, that's something to work on. Let's start jotting down points.
I will go ahead. I can tell you something.
Dothraki.
You can tell me.
Let me talk to you.
Did she dress you up as Dothraki?
It would just be embarrassing. I'd be in like a baggy loincloth and just be like awkwardly hairy with a little small, like sort of in shape white guy belly.
You could get a kids store for fancy dress kids. You get something nice and tight. Maybe you'd enjoy
fancy.
That rather than a big one.
I love it. In order for me to fill out a Dothraki costume, I would have to buy a kids version of it.
Yeah.
They've got cool ones, man.
You're like with the dragons and everything. It could just...
So you bring them up on stage. You bring them up on stage.
She's pushing everyone back in headquarters.
We got a great idea. these kids got moxie. They got good ideas here. So you bring them up on stage and it's more like... Have girls ever gotten so crazy in your show that you have to be like, oh, you guys, we got to get them out? Like, do they get ever too wild, or are girls kind of more like...
They do, but it's too wild in a good way. I mean, sometimes they have a little bit too much of fun, a little too much fun, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
But, no, generally speaking, they're all pretty well behaved. But we want them to have fun. That's the thing about our show. Our show is all about empowering women. Come here, let loose. It's a chance for the girls to get one back from all of us going to the clubs and having deep and meaning conversations with the girls at the clubs.
Exactly. Right.
I learned one girl likes to cosplay as Poison Ivy, and that was not hot at all to me.
Yeah, so
not,
I mean,
honey.
Yeah. Not. But
I don't even care if we ever talk about the movie, I just want to keep talking about it.
For my bachelorette party, I definitely noticed that, like, if there was a birthday person or like a grandma, or for my bachelorette party, like, they specifically seek out, and there's like eight, I would say there was about eight of you or something, if I remember.
Seven dancers, one MC. Yeah.
Each person had a routine, and then they got to bring someone up specifically. Yeah. So I remember they were going through, and I don't know if there's a process, but we were in the back area, so I was like, what if I don't get picked? And then finally, like, one of the last guys came and got me. What I realized is that there's like a choreographed dance, but you incorporate someone in a chair. You incorporate, so it's like you guys obviously have a style to the show, but all you have to do is put that person there to do it. Right?
Exactly right. As you were saying, we do bring people on stage. But it is, it's all in good fun. There's no, we don't sit down and just, like, grind on them. And we don't get completely naked. We do leave something to the imagination.
See how well he does that.
Renee's just like,
I tried to
do some ridiculous chanting moves before, just a joke, and I embarrass myself. It's so bad. It's like, I don't know how, my hips don't move. Like anything like that. It just doesn't... I don't get it. I can't... I was not built that way.
No, he can dance. This fella here can do it.
You've got to think of a figure eight.
A figure eight with my hips.
Figure eight.
Figure eight. Maybe
he can teach.
Like Matthew McConaughey. We might as well play. Okay, what is that clip where Matthew McConaughey says,
we should have brought
training?
Some tearaways. We could have shown him. Yeah.
Is this how training goes?
Tearaway pants.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Ground. Fatigue is a deuce. Clock eyes don't lock in on any of them.
Don't lock in.
You gotta believe that you are inside every single one.
Oh, goodness.
That one goes through your mind?
You know it. Boom! Stick it.
It's like hitting the G spot every single time. So, is that good advice?
Stick it.
Is that like how you end the dance?
Or is that like your go team when you guys before you start a show?
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everyone already 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Stick it.
Yeah. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Every time.
Works 60% of the time. Every time. No. You're talking about what's going through our mind when we're on stage?
Yeah.
Like,
are you ever up there like, what's my grocery list? What am I going to get?
Personally, there are some times when, because we do that. We're doing 13 shows a week at
a
the
week?
Moment.
Wow.
In Vegas. So we do it. It's a lot of shows and over and over again. So it's like me personally. So if I was to teach someone the show, I wouldn't be able to teach them unless the music was on, because I'm actually not thinking about the dance moves at all. But on stage, if I'm into it, I'm always into it. I'm thinking about trying to just pull sexy face and
pull sexy face.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes, but
I definitely don't. When I pull sexy face, it just looks like a creeper face, like
Zoolander.
I know, I leave a good audition sometimes, you know, if I have a killer Honda audition and I had like that one line and I just nailed it, I leave the audition, I look at the casting director and I go, yeah, or I say,
stick it.
Man, that is such a longer boom than you're expecting. You're not expecting that.
When I find a dirty mess in the house, I look at Ben and I say, I do not say that, I say...
now you're just going off the map.
I don't know
in there.
What's happening. It was going to be stick it, as in you got to clean this mess
up. Yeah.
If you produce it, you had to just
stick it.
Then you'd be sweet.
Right, exactly.
When you used to do gymnastics, you were really good at just, you'd get a little mixed up when you were flipping around on the bar thingy, but as soon as you hit the landing, you would just go,
stick it.
Isn't that the key? Just no matter what happens, you stick it. Stick it to win.
That's exactly what I do.
I guess. Oh man, I just want to keep talking about this, but I guess we should go to the movie a little bit.
Sure. Everyone knows the movie, though. I mean,
I'll tell you. Here's what we do on the show. We usually ask everybody the first time they saw this movie. Mm-hmm. I'll go first. My first time was last night at 10 o'clock at night. I'd never seen it before, and not because I had no. I love Steven Soderbergh. I think Channing Tatum and Matthew McConaughey are awesome. And I just in my mind, even though I got really great reviews, I just figured it was more like a girls' movie. But then watching it, it's actually more like a bro comedy for women, if that makes sense. Where like that's also for women, because there's more female nudity than male nudity in this movie.
Very true.
And the guys are super. It's just like I almost imagine it's like a modern update of like a Dirty Dancing or like a Flash Dance, like a sexy dance movie. The guys can go in. So guys, if you haven't seen this movie, you can watch it with your ladies, and it'll probably be awesome if you do. They're going to love you for it. And you're going to watch it, and you're going to be entertained. You're not going to be like, oh, I feel weird. I don't understand. It's funny. It's a funny... So don't be all lame. Just go watch it. It's fun. It's a fun ride, and Channing Tatum and...
actually wanted to watch it for a while. So
I did.
You bought me this DVD so I could watch it with my girlfriends.
Mm. And
he was like, well, if you like, you don't want to watch it again, then I'll see it.
It's kind of like... It's like, I wonder. I was just like, I wonder what it's like. I wonder what this movie is.
You might have walked in. You might have walked in on him. It was like he was watching porn. He's like, oh, no, no.
I'm not watching Magic Mike.
The whole time, though, I kept thinking of that. I don't know if you saw the Jimmy Kimmel special where Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum were on it, and they made the joke that Channing Tatum's name sounds dirty, and they made that song, I'm gonna Channing all over your Tatum.
Yeah.
So every time Channing Tatum was dancing, I just heard... Oh man, I just thought, man, he's chanting all over her Tatum, and I was just like, whoa, stop thinking
what does
that.
It, mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
It means whatever you want it to mean.
It means whatever.
That's right.
But oh my god, this is so. It's a fun movie. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. A big issue I have with it, which we can get into once we get more into the plot, but the big issue I have is the first hour and 10 minutes seems like a celebration of this lifestyle and how awesome it is, and then it's like they forgot that they need to add conflict into the movie, and so like the last 30 minutes they're like, ah, just make Adam into ecstasy.
Just make him OD.
And then he like messes up at this party where like they have a sorority party where the boyfriends are watching, and like they're cool with everything until she gets slipped ecstasy, and they're like, whoa, bro, whoa, you've been grinding on my girlfriend for like 3 hours, but ecstasy's too much. And then he smashes a bottle over his head, which seems extreme. And then the movie kind of takes a turn where it's like, I don't want this lifestyle, I don't want your life, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's my issue with it. It starts off so fun, and it seems like it wants to have its cake and eat it too. Like, this is great, but really, I don't know, man.
Okay, I have a question though about the boyfriend thing. Do you guys have boyfriends that come with their ladies to the show?
Yeah, the show is open to everyone. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying before about, you know, it's something the guys can go watch this movie. It's like a lot of the guys start out in the show with their eyes covered.
Oh, I'm sure.
But by the end of it, they're laughing. I mean, our show's all about having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, having a good time. And our MC is awesome. He gets everyone laughing and, you know, it makes everyone feel involved and stuff like
I
that.
Think it's a specific thing in American culture where guys feel like there's certain things they're like, oh, no, man, I can't be entertained by this. No way, man.
Yeah, it's everywhere, yeah.
No way, man.
Australia's the same.
I got to go just look at boobs and, like, get them to grind on me for 30 minutes.
Boobs and steak. Yeah.
I got to spend.
Someone give me a beer.
I got to spend more money for one lap dance than an entire show in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's completely ridiculous. Mm. But so what's your guys' opinion? When did you see it for the first time? Is this something that, like, being in, obviously, the more upscale version, way more upscale version of this industry, I wouldn't even compare the industries, obviously, but is it something like when it came out, you guys were like, we got to see this? Or was it like,
did a group of you go together to see it, or?
I think that, yeah, the first one, we actually went to the premiere event in Las Vegas, so
really?
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we got to walk the red carpet
in
Las Vegas.
That's really fun.
Oh, cool. But no, I actually did want to see it. I just wanted to see, you know, how they portray and that type of stuff. And it was. I thought it was a pretty fun movie as well. Like you said, it just, you know,
you should have totally been, what's the guy's name that we were doing?
Tarzan.
Tarzan character.
You're way cooler than that guy. Kevin Nash scares me. When he comes
he's
out, I'm like,
he's the only one that I don't understand in the movie. I'm like,
yeah,
he's a little.
Just a little.
I understand they wanted like the big burly guy, but he's kind of a scary big burly guy.
He's a big dude.
I watched him in like the group scenes, and it really feels like everybody else knew the choreography, and he was just kind of like.
They're not paying me enough to
me
be
dance.
There.
Me dance, you watch me dance.
That's right. Oh, really?
He used to be Diesel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
He used to do it?
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Oh, he's a wrestler.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah.
That's what maybe it's because I know him more as like a WWE wrestler and like how tough he is there.
He's a nice dude, though. Like, yeah. We've met him, and he's mad. Like, I'm 6'2", without heels on, and he stood a good couple of inches above me, and
he's
a big, but he's a really nice guy.
I guess he's more intimidating to me up there than anything. Where I'm just like, holy crap!
Yeah.
But I think that's what women like, though.
They want to be. It makes sense.
They do have someone for everyone in this.
Yeah.
I would have liked to know a little bit more about the other characters in it. I feel like I didn't get to know anybody else except.
I think they bring that number two a little bit. They
so
get
I gotta
to,
see the.
I don't think you get to know the other characters. I think you just they're in the movie more because I watched Magic Mike too. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, so they don't really expand on who they are. It's just like, oh, these are the guys.
You're like, Big Dick Rick over here. That's his name. Big Dick Rick.
It's a great name.
Sure. So when did you see it for the first time?
When did I see it? Yeah. I thought I'd catch up on it when I got over here, actually, because I obviously haven't been here for as long as he's been here and didn't get to go to the thing. So, yeah, when I moved here, I thought, well, you know, I'm in the industry, so I'll get it out and I'll hire it and I'll watch both of them. And, yeah, pretty much the same
thing. You say you'll hire it?
Yeah, I'll hire it.
Oh, man, that's so much cooler than renting it. I'll hire the movie. Is that an Australian thing? Yeah, you hire movies?
You hire a movie, yeah.
God, Australians are so cool. Alright, keep going. Sorry, I just had to point that out.
Because we should make our daughter.
I want to hire a movie from Redbox right now. Can we move to Australia? It's so much better. Jim Jeffries. So you hired it from Blockbuster when Blockbuster still existed. What do you think of it? What's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I don't know. I think Channing Tatum's real good. All the other guys were pretty good, but yeah, I don't know. It's a bit far-fetched and a bit...
Yeah, like, does it... Because I equate this, when talking to you guys about it, I equate this to when I used to watch ER with my mom back in the day, and how she'd be watching it and go, that's crap. This doesn't happen. They would do this surgery and then this first, and this person would have flatlined a long time ago or whatever. Like, when you're watching it, is it hard to go, that's not how it happens? And what's the most far-fetched thing for you in the movie versus, you know, I just asked 17 questions. Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
I like to do that. I like to ask 40 questions in a row, and then
and
you
see
choose.
What you remember, yeah.
We're just going to try and keep up.
just pick one.
I don't know, there's a lot. I don't know. There's, yeah.
Like, what's
far-fetched?
Yeah, what's the most far-fetched thing? Or what's the biggest difference?
The most far-fetched sort of thing is just the way that they dance, the way that... You know, it is that bump and grind sort of thing. Like,
because
we don't get that. Well, yeah, exactly right. We don't get that. We don't like dance in a club or on a table or anything like that for just, you know, tips and all that sort of stuff.
You don't flip women upside down and pile drive them like the one guy does when he pulls his back out. Like, that seems like a liability. Like, you would get if they fall and hurt themselves.
I feel like you guys move us around though. I remember being turned around.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
right there.
Not turned around. Like,
I'll just hear it.
What's funny is I turned around probably to everyone means like someone's behind me, but I meant literally like I was on the floor.
Spun.
He spun me around.
Yeah.
Like I was spun on like a blanket or something.
What if like as you keep going, my face gets redder and redder, and then
I'm like, wait, guys, no, what I mean is,
I'm just kidding.
I feel like there's a little bit of involvement, but I see what you're saying. There's not like. Like,
it's
the
not
guys
like
in
full
the movie
on fake
are
having
like,
sex.
Yeah, well, it's not like 100% choreographed, like,
because
you just can't do that. And
no,
like,
not with, yeah, because you never know who's coming to the show.
Right.
You're like, oh, we have to go for that bachelorette. Mm. I don't know if she's going to be, yeah, so you
no,
have to.
No, that's right. Yeah, and a lot of women don't want to be touched quite as much.
Yeah.
They're a bit apprehensive to come up if they do even.
Right.
It's so interesting, the culture, because I feel like at when guys go to a strip club, they're constantly having to be like, no, back, hands. And I feel like women are probably the opposite, where it's like, I don't know what I should do.
There are some girls.
I've never seen a body before.
There are some girls that definitely get into it. Especially on tour. On tour, the biggest show we do is 5,000 girls. So
5,000.
That's in Canada, and then not
5,000.
Yeah, and then when people get in a room together like that, they stir each other up and. It goes to the next level, which is great, like I said. But
I like it more intimate. I like maybe 50. You know, I want special attention if I'm going.
Well,
to
yeah, that's the great thing about the Vegas show. Is that we
my
get
wife,
to everyone.
She wants special.
I'm sorry.
She wants an extra
if
special attention
there,
down
I'm
under. If you know what I'm saying.
You
know, I just made a very...
that gives you a hall pass to go and have deep, meaning conversation at the
club.
Perfect.
Yes. Just a lot of deep, meaningful conversations. Yeah. So, I guess what we'll do real quick...
Hey, you didn't ask me when I first saw it.
Oh, yeah, when did
it.
You first
Thank
see it?
You.
Yes, please. How long... And tell me up here, how long we have in here, because I want to get into the plot a little bit. But this has been so much fun anyways, I don't care. So keep going.
Oh,
keep going.
I was like, are we waiting for something?
No. When did you first see it, honey?
I had my ladies over one night, and we, I can't remember.
I thought you saw it in theaters, the first one.
No, we couldn't because we were out of town, and
right.
So I was really bummed out, so I didn't get a chance to go with my girlfriends, but what we did is when Ben, as soon as the movie came out, Ben bought it for me, and
I
had all
husband.
My girlfriends come over, we had a whole girls' night, got drunk, watched the movie, it was glorious. And then we watched the second one, we did it again, we had a Galentine's Day, which is what I like to host for my lady friends, on Valentine's Day. Well, we spend Valentine's Day together, but then I have my girlfriends over, and we do a Galentine's Day where we, like, do stupid crafts or make cupcakes.
And watch the next Magic Mike movie.
And then we watch some kind of, movie. So we watched Magic Mike 2. So both times were with my girlfriends.
And,
a big group of them, which most of them came with me to see your show.
I did see a picture of
you.
Yeah.
So everybody... So I'm the latest one of the party, but the plot is freshest in my mind. We have 20 minutes
That's
still.
That's true.
But we'll do the, we do this thing here. Let's do the plot in under 3 minutes. If you guys get lost at any point, it's fine. I'll jump back in and try and remember. And if we crash and burn, it's funny too. So we're going to try and remember the plot in under 3 minutes. I'll start us off, and then we'll just, and then I'll just throw it to, and we'll just go down the line. I'll throw it to you, and then we'll go down the line. If you forget, we'll just pick it up again.
Okay.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So basically, we start off with, all right, all right, all right, we got Matthew McConaughey. He's out there with his cowboy hat and his vest on. He's got his cool little abs and everything. And he's like, you can touch here, you can touch here. I see some lawbreakers. And you're like, oh, they're going to get to the dance? Nope. Channing Tatum waking up next to a naked girl they think's named Penelope. We're not really sure. And Olivia Munn. We get boobs first 30 seconds. And then they have this weird relationship together. Then Channing Tatum goes and he's at, working at a construction site.
He's just gonna do
and then
thing.
At the construction site, he meets Adam. And then take it away, Renee.
And then Adam's like, I don't know. To do, I'm only 19. And he's like, you're clearly 36,
he looks 32.
And he's like, I don't know what to do with my life. And
I just graduated high school.
So he's like, yeah, they're like trying to be contractors or something, so that doesn't work out. And so then later on,
Channing's
so,
into unique furniture, into custom fit furniture.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, and then it goes to like his sister's house, and they're talking about their life. It's another boring kind of scene. You're just like, get to the taking off the clothes, please. And then,
that's what she says to me every night. Get to the taking off the clothes,
please. To go to dinner, they have like some kind of meeting. I don't even know who the guy that was that they
her
were
boyfriend.
Meeting with.
They don't really clear that up.
I don't really. I mean, like,
Tall
why?
Paul.
Why was that important? And then, so he leaves. Doesn't even say bye. He just leaves his sister and her boyfriend at dinner, and then runs into Channing Tatum at a club. And Channing Tatum's like, "Come in, man. You can come with me. I'm gonna get you in, even
oh,
though
man.
You look like
One
the guy from ET."
Seconds.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so they get to the club. They meet a heap of girls. Uh-huh. Channing still hasn't told what's his name.
Adam.
What's going on at this point? Adam has no idea. So he goes, "Come with me." And they get to this club, and it turns out it's where Channing works, which is the strip club.
Yeah.
So they get in there. They start doing their stuff. It comes on to Adam, and the shorter guy. One guy drops backstage. He takes too much
Tarzan.
Juice. Tarzan drops. He takes too much vine juice and drops to the ground. So then Adam gets shoved on the stage for his first time, nervous as hell, and gets out there
did
and kills
a terrible
it.
Job.
He just makes out with a girl really cheap. Come on.
Just comes out wearing some grandpa underwear and just kills it.
Yeah.
All right. Nick.
Channing Tatum hands him a fistful of cash, and he's like, oh my God, what a great job. That was it.
Pretty much.
And then, you know, oh, what is it? Wait. And I then, don't know. And then, yeah, so he keeps going with the lifestyle, asking him and trying to, you know, sort of embark. Yeah, get involved in the movie. And then I think he gets a little too involved in the lifestyle and does a little bit
there's
drugs.
There's a police dance scene at the sorority.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Police.
Yeah.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah, keep going.
So it's raining men dance. There's all these other choreographed dance. They're all crazy. Make me want to go to the gym and do abs and fat burning pills, all that stuff. Anyways, so then they do a police. They go and they're like, hey, we're here to arrest you, underage drinking. And they're like, nope, we're here to take our clothes off. And then he slips her some ecstasy. The guy's like, hey, screw you, man. You get my girlfriend ecstasy. Bottle to the head. Oh man, I left the backpack there. Oh crap, there's all this drugs. And I think it was 1,000. Turns out it was 10,000. Tobias, the DJ, is like, yo, man, these people that I run with, they're gonna kill him. He's like, all right, Channing has to give him 10,000 of the 13,000 that he was trying to save for his furniture business. And then Channing goes, I can't do this lifestyle anymore. I can't do it. He goes and meets with Boring Face at her house. They go, we're going to go have breakfast. They kiss, end of the movie. Drop the mic. Drop the mic, Magic Mike.
My head hurts just from listening to you talk.
That's usually
really quick talking.
That's usually how it always ends.
Stick it.
There we go. So, yeah, so that's the whole plot. It's basically a vehicle to get to the next dance scene. I feel like the relationship that they build with Channing and Alex Pettifer. Sure, that's his name. Why not?
Who?
Alex Pettifer, Adam and Mike. Their relationship is cool. I don't know if I fully buy Brooke and Mike's relationship. Like,
simple. It was like they just like made it work. Like, oh, this is a sister, and you're gonna like her. And like,
they had like flirty high school.
I felt
banter.
Like his relationship with the girls that they met the first night that they danced for was better than.
There's more chemistry,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman, and she's pretty attractive, but she didn't have a lot going on.
Yeah, they were just sort of like, Sandy Blonde, come here, stay there, cool, thanks, bye.
When Mike is doing his dance on stage and like. Getting it with a genuine, and she's just watching, and she's like,
yeah, it's like, come on, you have to have some kind of reaction.
Like, her big reaction is this.
Yeah.
She shifts.
I'm like, oh. She stands from her left leg onto her right leg.
I will say this movie shot really well, because Steven Soderbergh shoots like he's one of the best out there, and he chooses some really interesting angles in the movie. But then other scenes, just some of it's really well shot, and then others it's like a wide shot for the entire scene, and then they just walk off into the distance. And I feel like you did make the joke about Adam wearing the... About Adam wearing the red hoodie, looking like Elliot from E.T.
Yes.
When he goes to the club.
Well, it's just like, what are you wearing? Yeah. Like, even if you're going out to dinner with your sister and her boyfriend, he's only 19. Really? I mean, come on, yeah.
No, they were in a fancy restaurant.
And he's in this, like, hoodie, and like, come on.
It's the way to... He's a sulking little kid, too.
Yeah. He's clearly 30.
Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking with that.
When they first said he was 19, I was like, that's a joke, right? That's not... They're just saying that.
He's like,
so
he's just
like,
a kid. He's just a kid. He looks just like Channing Tatum's age. I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's nothing. So they basically, the when he meets the whole crew, I love some of the names. There was Tarzan, Big Dick Rick, and Dallas is Matthew McConaughey, who's always.
What's your guys' stage names? Do you have stage names?
No, we give our. I use my real name, as does everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. You like to like keep it so everyone can be like relatable.
Do all the dancers I've met. Asia, Candy.
Yeah. I think they're still the same.
Iris, they're all real. They're all real. They're all real. Candy and Dana were roommates. They're sexy roommates. I know. I saw their lease agreement.
And bubbles.
I know. I wonder how much of that like in guys, because I feel like women entertainment is more entertainment. Guys, it's all like complete ridiculous fantasy. Like, oh man, I had a buddy who like fell in love with one of the dancers at Cheetah's when we were there, and it's like a go-go bar. It's not full nude or anything. It's just bikinis. He went back like 6 times, and he was like, "I think I love her." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what she wants
she
you to
likes
think.
Me.
That's what
she
wants
she
you to
likes
think.
Me. She
likes me. She likes you because she wants your money.
She gave me her number. Did you actually ring the number to make sure it's real?
Here's the biggest. Here's the biggest difference between male entertainers and women going to a male entertainment show and men going to a strip club. When women leave a male entertainment show, they feel empowered, they feel awesome, they're laughing. When men leave a strip club, they feel awful.
Broke.
They check their bank statement. They figure out how they're going to lie to their significant other about why they got an ATM charge off of Van Nuys or something. They figure out, and they're just like, I spent $300 for nothing. I have nothing to show for it. I hate my life. Even at my own bachelor party, we took a limo around, and I got too drunk to know what was going on, and I was throwing, everybody gave me the limo money, which was stupid, because then I had all this cash, and I was throwing ones at the stage, and at one point I was like, who's the idiot who threw a 20? Moron, she's not even near you. Turns out I was the idiot who just grabbed a 20, and so yeah, I think that you leave a female strip club.
And now that's going to be your daughter's college fund. Yes. So now you're not allowed. Anytime you want to throw dollars, you're going to throw them.
Now that I'm having
a
daughter, the first thing I told her,
you know why I can't go to college? Because daddy threw your money.
No way.
Bachelorette
party. I think if I ever won again, I'd just be like, you are someone's daughter. Boom. So I guess there's Matthew McConaughey does fire breathing. I don't want to waste too much time on this because I'd rather just talk to you guys. There's basically like, what do you hear? Because I'm sure you have. Do you have friends that do other shows?
Or now
friends
that the movie's come out, have you guys? Sorry, I just wouldn't jump in because I don't know if that's where you're going. But
no,
now that the movie has come out, have you noticed like an increase in women coming to the shows and things like that, you know,
definitely. Yes. When the first movie came out, our quieter period is generally over Christmas. We were just sold out nonstop for like 2 years.
Oh my god!
We're always pretty full. Like I said, the show's pretty, you know, pretty popular. It's a good show. But when the first Magic Mike came out, it was nonstop. So thank you for that, Channing.
Nice.
Thank you, Channing.
Thank you for putting our thank you for putting our industry in the front of people's minds. But
yeah.
But but no, it was we definitely felt an impact from it in a good way.
Yeah.
See, so you're saying your friends
like
your
do you know people who have done more of the hot seat thing, and do they have crazy stories that they tell you like that would be in line with this kind of movie? Like, how far... I know we talked a little bit about how far-fetched the grinding and stuff was, but, like, do you know anybody who's been, like, attacked at a private show? Like, the scene, to me, that seems the most brutally real or completely ridiculous is the police when they dress up as or police officers.
Have you seen the second one? Have you seen the second one?
Yeah.
Where they go to Jada Pinkett Smith's place and it's like she's the Mother Hen or something.
Oh, yeah, it's like that's a weird, crazy. Like...
You know?
It's
and almost it's, like... Yeah. I was like, where does this place exist? Where it's like a house?
It's like a pimp almost.
Like an, yeah, that's what it was
like. Yeah, like an underground...
Gangster. An underground...
Like if Pitch Perfect's underground a cappella contest was male dancers, that's what it is.
No, I mean, no, definitely...
I love Pitch Perfect. What can
or
I say?
Just what we saw in Magic Mike 2.
I haven't seen it, so I have no basis of comparison.
Sure. He just wanted to sleep Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. What can I say?
How was your day, Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
no, I mean, definitely there's some... I know some of the friends back home, they call them strippograms back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the private shows, I mean, they've done... They do shows, so like, they've said they've done shows, so like bikey gangs, like they show up and the... And the bikie gangs back home have like got for their wives or daughters, and they said that you're walking in, you just hope you don't do anything wrong because you know it is what it is.
Is there someone you could check in with the rules? Like, hey, just wondering, like, since you guys are here, what's cool, what's not?
But yeah, they said normally they're all pretty cool. Those guys, they're like really cool. They're like, yeah, get up, woo!
That will not be me with my daughter. I'll be like, hey, leave enough room for Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
No. Daddy's going to the strip club.
But, oh my god!
No, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, jumping in.
So, are there specific requirements that you must like keep, like certain sizes that you have to be in order to work?
Sizes on.
You
like
mean
your
muscles
and your ass. your arms and your abs is what I meant. Like, is there like, okay, you can have two, but you can't. You cannot go lower. You can go two and up for your abs, is what I'm saying. Like, you can have two, you can have four, you can have six. But if you don't have two, you can't be in. Like,
I have more like a barrel, like a loose, like a half keg.
Whatever. No, you don't.
Everyone's got six.
You have. Everyone's got six.
Yeah, not me personally.
No?
I've got eight.
Oh! Yeah. Well, let's see it.
Good setup there. Good
I'm sorry,
setup.
But if you're going to say you have eight, I have to see eight. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
All right, yeah, that's eight.
Sorry, guys. Okay. You guys keep talking. I'm just going to do sit-ups right here.
Push-ups, sit-ups. Keep it your one, Daddy.
I'm going to do the
left. 3, don't 99.
100.
He's going to, like, break his nose or something. I don't know.
I'm gonna get sweatier.
We still got about 15 minutes left.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll just do push-ups for the rest of it and just interview you guys from down there. Just take the microphone so you can't see my tears.
No. Okay, so six is the least amount of abs
you can have. Yeah, I mean, the show is, you know,
so
it's
like
a top in the world.
Six away from being there. All right.
Yeah. Well, the show is the top in the world. So we got to keep that standard right up there, you know. So you got to be in the best, you know, best possible shape you can be.
That's kind of a great job to have, though, where you have to be
you get paid to get in shape and have fun and dance
and travel and meet all these amazing people. It's,
Do you guys need an MC female? I'm looking for a new job.
Better, mate.
I got a crazy voice. I got an MC voice. It's more for like female strip clubs. Like, you're coming to the stage. Coming to the stage right now. We got time. That's how they do it.
He could do it. I feel
like every strip club I've ever been. It's like they go to a school for sounding creepy. All right, coming to the stage. Hacker, coming to the stage. Ladies, lovely ladies. I feel like it's more like where you guys are. It's probably like, all right, we got coming to the stage. We got Tarzan. Oh, here we are.
Pretty much, it's more of an entertainment.
It's like a hype man.
Yeah, he is. He can't the MC.
I'm still winded from those push-ups. So talk as long as you want.
No, the MC definitely hypes the girls up. Without, you know, if you haven't got a good MC, it sort of drags on a bit. But
he
keeps excitement going. He, you know, keeps the anticipation up and everything like that. So.
So, the biker gang, that's amazing. That story.
No, I mean, that's nothing to do with us, though.
No, I know.
That's nothing to do with us. That's the boys back home.
That's the main thing I wanted to know is the difference between this movie and real life.
Well, I think in real life, that stuff does happen. Oh, sorry. In real life, in the strip, like the private shows back home, that stuff is likely to happen.
Yeah.
But our show, like I said, it's an entertainment show. It's a classy show. It's more,
It just seems like I said, the biggest ridiculous thing about this movie is it's so fun until as soon as he gets handed ecstasy at that party and he's grabbing Matt Bomer's wife's boobs and he's like, you can feel them, man. You can feel them. And she's like, they're totally real. I'm like, they're totally not. And he's just like groping her and then they're like, I love you, man. I love you so much. I love you too. And then it just cuts. I'm like, what? Ah, great.
He's just getting good.
He's totally going to be... Yeah, I know. Come on, man. Just 30 minutes of that. No, but it's, as soon as he was handed the pink pills, I'm like, uh-oh, I know where this is going. Mm. And at the end, he's so, like, nonchalant about Channing Tatum losing $10,000. He's like, hey, man, I'm totally going to pay you back, bro. Don't even worry about it. Miami's going to be awesome. And you're just like... You're kind of a dick, dude. He brought you into this life. You got to sleep with anybody you wanted. You got more money. The grossest thing, though, which I know you guys don't, there's no tipping at your place.
No.
The grossest thing
to
me, though.
That's why I forgot about that, yeah.
The grossest thing to me was them getting tips shoved in their underwear and then coming back sweaty with, like, it was just like, that's swamp ass dollars. That's all that is.
I know, you're saying when they go to the bank to change their money, it's like, wash your hands.
Yes, you may want to. Just have a lot of hand sanitizer.
Just hand them a bottle of hand sanitizer and then the money.
Exactly.
Imagine the bank teller be like, what?
Why are you giving
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, I think there was
a... Can I ask a question?
Yeah, we got to wrap up in a couple
all
minutes.
All right,
but
well,
yes,
I think
yes,
this
please,
is a good
please.
Ending. What is, like, one of the most, like, memorable memories you have? Like, what are the...
Memorable memories.
Like, your favorite, your funny, like...
What's your favorite character or dance or whatever?
What is something that you, like, you'll cherish forever from doing these shows?
The show...
Giant question to ask.
Well, I mean, as far as the show is concerned, I mean, the big show we do is 5,000 people. There's lots of funny stuff that happens, but we get to do some really cool stuff, too. I was in a movie with Steve Carell and Jennifer Gardner, a Disney movie not long ago. We've been on Project Runway. We've done... What else have we done? We've done so many of these cool... had so many of these cool opportunities. There was, sorry?
Popcorn talk.
Popcorn talk. And of course,
I mean,
talk.
Obviously,
of
this
course,
show is
talk.
Way cooler than yes. Steve Carell, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've had some really cool opportunities. So
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And you?
Nick?
Just at the moment, just the whole experience, really.
Because you've been here 3 months.
I know, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Yeah. Traveling around. And yeah, we've been to Canada and Mexico so far, and America so far. Oh, the US so far. So
that's great.
My mom asked me when I first joined, she said, are you sure you want to get into that world, Alex? I'm like, well, I get paid to travel and to keep fit, which is what we do. So, yeah.
Nick is being... Yeah. Nick's like, oh, that needs to be front. That needs to be front.
So, yeah, we've
been doing it the whole time.
I love it.
That's
well,
great. That's fantastic. Yeah.
This has been... I know we didn't really cover the movie. Let's be honest. There's not a lot
to
cover.
What do we need to cover?
Channing Tatum,
Magic Mike.
He gets the girl at the end. He chooses the girl instead of Matthew McConaughey screwing him over for 7.5 instead of 10%, which still seems like a good deal. He probably could have stayed and rode out...
And you just got on me for memorable memories.
He could have ridden out. He could have ridden out the Miami thing a little longer. Yeah. But we all know in Magic Mike 2, he's back to the grind. So maybe I need to watch that to see where his story goes. But where can they find you guys? Where is there social media stuff people should look for?
So we've got Thunder Vegas on Facebook, Instagram. We got at Thunder Vegas Snapchat and Twitter. And of course,
all of a sudden Renee adds every one of those. What was that again? Thunder Vegas. Okay.
And also we've got the website, thunderfounder.com, with all of our upcoming touring dates. And,
great.
Of course, we're 7 days a week at Excalibur Hotel.
7 days?
7 days
a
week.
You don't get any breaks?
13 shows. Well, if we've got enough guys, we have one day off, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So both of you at Thunder Vegas, right?
At Thunder Vegas.
Okay, perfect.
At Thunder Vegas.
Renee, where can they find you?
At Renee Dorian on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at The Ben Begley. And Renee and I,
yes.
This is the woman that I always talk about when I say my wife, who co-wrote The Funhouse Massacre with me, our horror comedy that is out right now. Video on demand, DVD,
Redbox.
Blu-ray, Redbox. So like I said, if you can't afford the Blu-ray, I understand. $2 will get it for you at Redbox, so check it out.
We've
if
been
you do
some
watch
really
it,
good reviews.
Yes.
If you guys want to watch a comedy
check
it
out,
horror
for
film.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
If you guys do check it out, please tweet at me. Let me know what you think. Even if you don't like it. I like getting trolled, too. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't troll me. Like
and until next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
See you guys. Thank you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.